go to Kina Chaf Hei, Kina on the Crusades. We mentioned the Crusades on Tisha B'Av, not because they necessarily took place on Tisha B'Av, but because they're part of the big picture of Klal Yisrael and Galus, the big picture of the world that we call our Galus, our exile, and the reality of everything around us. And it's worth noting once a year the reality of the Christian world in which we live. The Crusades were a period of time in the time of the Rishonim, where the Crusaders went to liberate the Holy Land, under the guise of the cross, of a holy war. The Crusaders went to liberate the Holy Land from the infidels. The infidels were not the Jews. They were the Muslims. And the Jews suffered on both sides, from the Christian soldiers, the Crusaders mostly, and from the Muslims as well. Who picked himself up and traveled across Europe on a holy war? They were not the businessmen. They were not the doctors or the professionals. They were the drunks, the street people who had nothing to lose. And the Pope told them to go and liberate the Holy Land. They got on horses and went to liberate the Holy Land. And on the way, destroyed, when you're in a holy war, everything is permissible. They destroyed the whole communities of Jews with terrible, terrible barbarism and cruelty. Whole cities in Germany were destroyed. We mentioned this. This Kina, the Haruge Ashpira. Ashpira is the German city of Speyer, which is where the Shapiro family comes from. We mentioned the city of Armiza, the community of worms, which is from where Rashi and the Talmidei Rashi come. And then later we mentioned Adire Kahal Magensa. We mentioned the city of Mainz, which is again one of the central cities near Frankfurt, in Germany. And these cities were destroyed. The Jews were killed during the period of the Crusades. The point that I would like to make, which is something we should know, it's not, there's no halacha lemaisa in it, but there's the hashkafa to understand. We're fortunate enough to live in a kind of Medina shel Chesed, the Medina that was by the most part set up by Protestants who are not. Protestants are the Catholics that are not religious. And they don't care all that much about the doctrine of the Pope. But the Pope's doctrine, the doctrine of Catholicism, always had a problem with the Jews. Because, after all, Yeshua was a Jew, and the Jews rejected him. And something had to happen for the Jews rejecting him. And while initially the doctrine was that the Jews would disappear, and the Jews didn't disappear. So we became a doctrine of the witness people. We would witness, we would stick around long enough to be floating from country to country till we witnessed the resurrection that they're waiting for. When the state of Israel was proclaimed, it was a disaster, it was a tremendous problem for Christianity, for Catholicism, for those who care about the doctrine. Because the doctrine was that the Jews would be wanderers until such time as Christianity would take root everywhere. And that's why it's strange, but there were Arab countries that had diplomatic relations with Israel before the Vatican. Well before the Vatican. Jordan and Egypt had diplomatic relations well before the Vatican, which didn't come to it until fairly recently. The idea that Jews and Judaism continuing and flourishing is something that a righteous Gentile, a righteous Christian finds to be in contrast to his beliefs is something that we should know. We should know that they're not our friends. We should know that they have no interest in our friendship. They only have interest in Jews converting. And beyond that, there's no place for a Jew in the world. I remember years ago taking my children to the library here on King's Highway, and in the children's section, the biographies, they had a biography of Richard the Lionhearted. Richard the Lionhearted was a leader of during the Crusades, was a barbaric person that slit open stomachs of pregnant women. And all the things that we mention here, he was the one that did it, and he's glorified in the world around us. So it's something that we should be aware of, that the doctrines, the different Avodah Zarah that come and go, just like idol worship, the Avodah Zarah that disappeared after the Churban Bayis Rishon, Klal Yisrael outlived all of these beliefs. They've come, they've gone, they've passed. We continue to be on our lifeboat, Kadosh Baruch Hu's lifeboat, setting sail in a world around us which has different beliefs, different ideas, different thoughts. And each and every one of them passes from the scene. And Klal Yisrael sails on to the next battle, the next struggle, the next vision. So here in Kapitul Chof Hei, we talk about the kina on the death of these extraordinary communities in Germany. Rashi, Taisis, Talmidim. Most Ashkenazim trace our ancestry back to German Jewry. Certainly most of the countries that have made it to the United States, we come from countries that trace our lineage back to German Jewry, to the Jewry that suffered at the hands of the Crusaders. And therefore, it's very appropriate that we say Kina every Yom Kippur on the death, the tragedy of these cities that were destroyed by the Crusaders.